so many screens on the laptop. Okay, so we've been, that's better, I can see myself. We've been doing a series of talks on hope and God's promises. So this week we're going to look at hope in acceptance, being chosen, and with purpose. And I know 2 weeks ago you heard from Michelle and Hilton, and they talked about reconciliation. If you missed that talk, it is now posted for you to listen to. So we're coming to that place of reconciliation. And I would say that acceptance, being chosen, and with purpose is an outcome of being reconciled with God the Father. To explore together, we're going to do it, you know what I'm like, we're going to be a little bit creative today, and I've asked Donna and Gingin to help me to do that. So we're going to start with, we're going to hear back from Donna and Gingin about two images that I sent them on acceptance and rejection, to hear back their thoughts, because this topic is, as you can imagine, is huge, absolutely huge. And we probably can only touch on part of the exploration and truth from this today. We're going to go into groups after that, and we're going to just start thinking about what acceptance means to us, and how we felt when we've been accepted, and how we felt when we've been rejected. And then we're going to come back together, we're going to share a couple of our thoughts, and then we're going to look at God's word and see what God says about it, and what our response is as followers of Jesus. Okay, so that's the way we're going to go. Hi, Andy. I can see you there. Right, so let's first go to Donna. And this is the image that Donna has been pondering on.
Every time we sing the song, "You're a Good, Good Father," I break down, and looking at this picture, I'm reminded of our good, good Father. I grew up going to church, but the message I received about God was that he was an angry God, meting out punishment to us for our sins. And even though Jesus died for our sins and forgave us, God was still there with a whip in his hand to punish us even for the slightest infringement. So my early life as a Christian was based on fear. I obeyed God out of fear and not because I loved him and wanted to please him. I look back on my life and all of the problems I have faced, and I believe that it was because I had done something wrong and this was God's punishment for me. I was never good enough. I remember as a teenager, I displeased my dad about something, and his response to me was that I was worthless. I was by no means a perfect child, none of us are, but I was an A student at school, I was a leader of my youth group at church, I did not go pubbing and clubbing, I wasn't allowed to, I was a heads girl at my school, I was very active in church, I behaved myself where boys were concerned, but he still called me worthless, and that left a lasting impression on me, and I'm not bashing my father, I've dealt with these issues. I just thought that God looked at me this way too, and no matter how good I tried to be, he was going to punish me anyway. So if I was going through a crisis or a problem or something bad happened to me, it was because I thought that God saw me as worthless. It has only been in the last 15 years that I've discovered the God of Psalm 103, the one who hugs me and loves me just like this picture. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me? You kissed my heart with forgiveness in spite of all I've done. You've healed me inside and out from every disease. You've rescued me from hell and saved my life. You've crowned me with love and mercy, and you satisfy my desire with good things. You've supercharged my life so that I can soar again like a flying eagle in the sky. You're a God who makes things right, giving justice to the defenseless. Lord, you're so kind and tender-hearted to those who don't deserve it, and so patient with people who fail you. Your love is like a flooding river overflowing its banks with kindness. You don't look at us only to find our faults, just so that you can hold a grudge against us. You may discipline us for our many sins, but never as much as we really deserved. Nor do you get even with us for what we've done. Higher than the highest heavens, that's how high your tender mercies extend. Greater than the grandeur of heaven above its is the greatness of your loyal love, towering over all who fear you and bow down before you. Farther than from a sunrise to a sunset, that's how far you've removed our guilt from us. The same way a loving father feels towards his children, that's but a sample of your tender feelings towards us, your beloved children, who live in awe of you. So when I look at this picture, I see my father giving me the biggest bear hug, and I feel so safe and secure in his arms.
Thank you, Donna. That was wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. It's very difficult to talk about acceptance without mentioning rejection, because obviously that is the opposite. And I asked Jinjin to reflect on this painting.
Yes, the first time I see this painting, I feel very depressed because of people in the middle. Absolutely, he's very frustrated since everyone turned their back towards him. And I feel that sometimes what we feel in reality, that we meet some rejections or some of the difficulties, although it may not although we still have friends, but as we are humans, we can't feel what others feeling. Thus, we can only feel what we feel at every moment. That sometimes we are very depressed and feel that we are isolated, and everyone often go away from us. And I feel it is a time that we will need God's help. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jinjin. That's brilliant. Okay, some powerful, powerful words spoken there from those images. And we're going to go into groups now so that we can all have a chance to share what these topics, if you like, of acceptance and rejection, what they mean to us. Here's a couple, some questions to help us. Why is acceptance important to us? Have we experienced acceptance or rejection? How did you feel by that? And then we're going to feedback. So just 10 minutes in groups. Okay. So, thank you for that. We're going to just really keep it short if you're feeding back, okay? So summarize the points in your group. So I'm not sure who's going to summarize for the other groups.
Mai?
Yeah, Mai could, yeah. Did you write some things down, Mai?
Sorry?
Can you write anything down? A little
summary of what your main points came out in your group?
Oh my God. We learned a lot about like what the rejection and what acceptance mean to our life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in our group, we share about like Andy. The acceptance make us more value. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like feel love. And if we are accepted from somebody else, we feel like we was loved by someone and can contribute to other people too.
Yeah.
And we learned about the rejection that made me understand about life. Like no rejections is mean that you didn't do anything. Even it make us feel like disappointed or suffering, but we learn a lot from the rejection too. That's what I got.
Okay, thank you. Who's speaking from the other group?
Kristen Freya, you want to?
Yeah.
You can feedback or nominate.
No, I'll do it, it's fine. We spoke about different types of acceptance. So self-acceptance, accepting who we are and what we've been through and that kind of thing. We've talked about acceptance into other people's friendships, being welcomed in when we feel like an outsider. We talked about acceptance into a bigger group, the kind of the inner circle dynamic that often happens in big groups can make us feel like we're rejected and like we're not accepted into like the core of the group. And we talked about, you know, the importance that of welcoming other people in and making an effort to kind of level things out and make everyone feel included, because when people feel included, they are more willing to contribute and they feel safe and they feel accepted and they can really start to grow and flourish.
Great, thank you. Good points made there.
And probably just to fill in from our, as we said, it's part of our nature to want to be accepted. And it was that feeling that we need to be part of a group and a part of a community, that we were created to walk together, not isolated. And when we are isolated, we acknowledged how hard that is to walk in isolation and how it makes you feel. And Jean expressed how during her life she has felt rejected because of her colour, and how she's had to work twice as hard to prove herself to be accepted for what she can do and who she is. But she also said how she had a huge experience with her own dad, who was a loving father, and how much she understood what God was like, a loving father to him. So I think there was a balance there to understand how loving a father we have. I don't know if I've missed anything, but if you want to add anything,
guys. That's fine, thank you. Okay. Thank you. That was great. So many things came out of there that we're going to share together now. So, okay. So let's now look at, I have 5 points to share. And we're going to look a bit about what the Bible says. Now, if you start studying this as a topic in the Bible, I can tell you, you will end up with pages and pages and pages of verses that are related to this topic. And because of time, We can't go through pages and pages and pages. So I've been a little bit selective with the verses that I've picked out for us to look at today. But they are not the only ones. Okay. So we're going to have a look at five attributes of being accepted, chosen, and living with purpose. And that discussion was great because I think some of them have definitely come through in your own discussions. So the first one is, acceptance is an inner driver within us as human beings. And that definitely came through, that there is something within us that wants to be accepted. You know, we're driven by that need for acceptance. And that's because we are designed in God's image to live in acceptance. And we could study the whole of the book of Genesis and God's story. But at the beginning of Genesis, we know that Adam and Eve were living in a place of total commune with God. He came down, he talked to them, they spent time together. They were totally accepted. And as you probably heard in Michelle and Hilton's talk, there was a breakdown in relationship because Adam and Eve rejected God's authority in their life. So living in God's acceptance is part of God's perfect loving plan for us. Living in acceptance reflects God's image in our lives. And the outflowing of living in that acceptance affects other people around us as well. As humans, we were made for relationship with God and with each other. We were called to rule and reign on this earth. And as I said, in Genesis, it was a good relationship, but we know it got broken. But we have reconciliation through Jesus. Number two. So, what is the effect if we live in a place of rejection? It's the opposite of being accepted. And as this is not part of God's design for us, it is destructive. And I've explored this further because I am really interested in psychology, and I did do, bragging now, a postgraduate diploma. And the way we think and the way we wired is something I'm really interested in. So I looked a bit further into the psychological research of rejection. And I'm just going to pick out a few things. It's not a very pretty list. I'm going to warn you before I go through it of what it means to live in rejection. So if we live in rejection, we will feel pain. And the feeling of rejection is even more vivid than physical pain. Rejection leads to anger, aggression outwards in our relationships, and we become more isolated. We seek to destroy our self-worth. We blame ourselves for our rejection. Once we feel that rejection, whether it's a real rejection or even an imagined rejection, we can't make ourselves unfeel it by reasoning our way through it. We can't think our way out of it. Living in rejection results in affecting our cognitive processes in our brain. It affects our memory, our decision making. Our pathways become foggy because we feel rejection in the same part of our brain as physical pain. We were never designed to live in a place of rejection, but acceptance. Jesus experienced rejection so we could live in acceptance. And that's our source of hope, our promise in God. We're going to have a look at 1 Peter 2, verse 4, which says, "You are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor." Let's have a look at number 3. What's our response then to this? Our response. So what are we going to do with this inner driver that we have for acceptance? How are we going to feel fulfillment in our lives? Where are we going to go to with our feelings of rejection when we're hurt and we experience it? We know we will. Jesus did. He experienced rejection. Romans 10, verse 9. "If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved." Let me repeat that. "For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved." And that picture that Donna looked at of the person being embraced by the Father, that is the picture of God towards us. But we have to accept that embrace. We have to choose to believe in that acceptance. Number 4. When I was preparing this word, I was thinking, oh, but it's so much more than acceptance. It's so much more. It doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop at that embrace. We are chosen. Our lives matter. They have purpose because we are part of God's plan for the rescue of this world. Let's continue with 1 Peter 2. "And you are living stones that God is building into his temple. What's more, you're holy priests. We're God's representatives, part of his rescue plan." Colossians 3, verses 12 to 14 says, "Since God chose you to be a holy people, he loves. You must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Make allowances for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let your peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful." Here we see the outflow of living in God's acceptance for us. We have an identity. We matter. We belong. We are in the Father's embrace. We are chosen, loved, called to love and to live in peace with each other, the good and the bad. We're called to accept each other in God's kingdom and family. Mm-hmm. And that will include forgiveness, because we will hurt each other and we will offend each other. And at times we will reject each other as well. My previous pastor used to throw out this word of wisdom. He used to say, if you want to know how people are living in love of God, look at how they are with other people around them. Just an interesting thought. Number five. This wasn't on my original list, but when I was preparing, I felt the Holy Spirit really emphasize this to me, and people have already touched on it in the discussions. Our worth in God. God loves us and he desires a continued relationship with us. And he's made provision for that, for when we mess up. And he calls us to grow. To reject ourselves and our worth in God is to reject what Jesus has done for us. It's to question God's choice and purpose for our lives. Jesus understands rejection. He's able to heal us, to restore us, to forgive us, and bring us into a place of peace, secure in his acceptance. That's God's promise and hope to us. We are accepted. We are chosen. We do have a purpose, but it's our choice if we believe in it, accept it, and live in it, and step into the embrace of God the Father. So let's just summarize. We all have an inner drive for acceptance. Rejection is really destructive and not part of God's design. But it's down to our response. There is so much more from that place of acceptance. We're chosen, we have purpose, and we pour out acceptance to other people. And our worth in God, do we accept it? And I'm going to finish with a quote from David Willard, one of my favourite authors, Christian authors. You are placed in this world, loved by God, in a specific context to grow from that place of God. Acceptance and flow out to the world in ways that no one else can. I'm going to read that again. You are placed in this world, loved by God, in a specific context to grow from that place of God acceptance and flow out to the world in ways that no one else can. Okay, and that's it.
Okay, thank you. So it'd be good at this moment just to have a moment of pause and prayer. We appreciate that some of what's been said this morning really might touch a nerve in our lives, and just to leave it with one prayer, one moment, we feel that it might be an opportunity to explore that further, or you might want to explore it further and speak about it on a one-to-one basis. We're available, Sue's available, should you want to do that. But for the moment, we want to pray together and then invite you to, if you'd like more prayer, to contact Sue or myself, and we will connect with you and support you through some of these difficult things, because God has something bigger and better for us, that he values us and we find our worth in him. So let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all your love for us, that you went through rejection, but upon that you embraced us, you called us, you loved us, and you showed your love for us. Lord, sometimes we struggle to understand and accept that for our lives. And I think for me, particularly during times when we're isolated from people, out of that need from community, we feel isolated anyway. Lord, I pray that you would help us to reconnect with you, connect with your love, with your embrace, your plan and purpose for our lives.
Yes.
Lord, that we can understand and believe in your heart for us. Mm. Lord, that you want to change and impact our life today, and you want us to flourish in you, to be able to grow in your love and your acceptance and accepting others. Lord, we just pray for your Holy Spirit, for your anointing at this particular point in time. Whether we're here today or listening online, Father, we pray that your Spirit would touch yes. our lives
yes.
in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hilton.